with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Yeah, the Loyalton Fire, Washoe County School District. You know, we've had bad air quality here before, but I don't remember them closing the schools. Just a thought. Could it be something else? Yeah. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just stir in the pot. Stir in the pot as much as I can, because it really does get people active and involved. And as one of my recent, very early emails this morning referencing Washoe County School District, I like this. Good morning, Monica. I came from Oregon. We had a lot of forest fires there, and it was much worse than what we have today. And schools did not shut down. The kids wore masks and stayed in the building. So what's the problem here in Nevada? Well, Thelma, the problem here in Nevada is we got a lot of Democrats in positions of making too many stupid decisions. It's just what they do. Because, well, conservative, I guess, now stands for complacency. Because that's what's going on. You know, our military has trained for germ warfare since 1947. And it's a little virus. It's a little flu bug. But they didn't get the numbers they wanted from the virus attacking your immune system. So anybody that passes away, guess what? It's from the coronavirus. Numbers are skewed. Hey, speaking of numbers, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. In the election process, what concerns you the most? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. A lot of people getting in there and giving their own answers. And I greatly appreciate that, because this is very concerning. So we already had fraud, bad candidates, the above and mainstream media, mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. I'm afraid that the deep state is going to win. We'll lose everything. Trump 2020, fraud, fake news, voter suppression. The list goes on and on. So make sure you get your opinion in there today. Again, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And thank you for participating in it. You know, we come up with questions trying to get the feel of what's going on out there. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses. Friday's poll question, will viruses and vaccines be the new form of terrorism? Yeah, 87% of those participating in the poll think yes. Some people say, how did we not see this coming? We were told flat out. How did we not see this coming? I don't know what to tell you. Bill Gates was out there touting it. That we're not going to fight wars with bombs anymore. It's going to be viruses, pathogens. Fear. Fear is what has everybody shut down. And who brought that fear? The media. Because they were doing their job. They had a job to do, and that was to shut down our economy. But not just our economy. The Marxists and communists hate the success of the United States of America so much, they are willing to bring down a world economy because it's the players. Where did this start? China. Why did it start in China? Because President Trump is bringing them the pain. The trade deals that we were so taken advantage of. Not anymore. The manufacturing that the Democrats have destroyed in this country. The Democrats destroyed it. Even Barack Obama made a snide little comment of, how's he going to bring it back? What's his ideas? What, has he got a magic wand? Well, he took that magic wand and he put it where that magic wand should have been. And you know exactly what I'm trying to not so eloquently say. He brought it back. In some respects, I want you to look at the virus this way. The farce. Because there is a coronavirus. There's COVID-19 out there. But you know what? There's also every other virus. The regular flu, the new flu, the old flu, colds. Wash your hands. Don't forget about Norwalk. They're out there and they're attacking us every single day. But when we build our immunity, when we build ourselves up, when we have a healthy body, I mean, you talk about the miracle of miracles. God gave us this machine that fights off diseases. We gain strength. We have mental acuity. There's nothing really that we can't do. Unless we don't treat it well. Why was it just, 20, 25 years ago? Our body is our temple. We should worship it. We should be building our immune systems. We should be embracing healthy eating, not fast food, not food that even somebody else is cooking. Because you can go to these nice restaurants and you can, you know, get a nice meal, take it home. Well, guess what's happening when you're taking it home? You're letting the temperature of that food go down. You're letting it sit in your car or sit in somebody else's car because we're just having it delivered now. Who knows how long it takes for that bacteria to start to grow? I mean, you look at buffets, there are strict conditions. Food safety conditions. But when you're picking up food or having it delivered, do we look at that? No, we don't. It's all about convenience. That's what it's about. Convenience, complacency. If we want anything in this world, if we want good health, if we want to not have to take vaccines, not have to take a pill for every little thing that is out there, which if you actually look at the side effects, is worse than the disease itself, just spend one evening logging all of the prescription medication commercials you see at night. Just start writing them down. One night. That's all I ask. There is now a pill for everything. Those are all chemicals, all creations that our bodies were not necessarily made to handle. Good health, positive attitude. Look at how many people lived for so many years without modern medicine. Look at herbology. Look at holistic medicine. What was the first thing that the pharmaceutical companies did when they got power and money? They shut down self-healing. In some places, it's even illegal. Or the items are illegal. Hemp. Guess what President Trump did? He legalized hemp. Who wanted hemp shut down? Logging. Why? Because it took away from their business. Everything is about money, power, and control. Everything that happens in your life, everything that you give up is because of money and power. There's not too much left for us to give up before we've given it all. So you better start paying attention. And thank you to the listeners who reminded me, and Tyra and a few others who have been emailing this morning, where is that link to vote or to sign up to vote, to register to vote, to redo my voter registration, to update it? You said you were going to put it on your website, and I forgot. So I will get it up there after the show today. But all you have to do is go to the Secretary of State's office. Just search it in with DuckDuckGo or Bing. Just don't use Google. Trying to break people of Google. Be nice if we could break them of Amazon, too. But just get on there and search Nevada Secretary of State's office. Takes you right to it. And then you just look. It's right there. Just click on elections. All the stuff comes up. I shouldn't have to do everything for you. But trust me, I don't mind. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text lines at 884-9910. Still waiting on Matt Schlapp. He's on that bus tour for Trump. And I guess he's in the middle of the desert. We know about phone signal in the middle of the desert, don't we? There are so many things going on. Mark called in earlier this morning and called me and the rest of the media out for not really talking about Cannon, the little 5-year-old boy who was shot in the head in front of his two sisters. You know what was strange about that? And I just went off on a little tangent here, is the man was his neighbor, his father's neighbor. The man had just had dinner there the night before. Something bigger is going on there. But the world knows. The country knows. They set up an account to help with funeral costs. Just needed a $5,000 GoFundMe. It's now over $275,000 because of the outpouring of support for this man and his family. Because I'm sure some counseling services are going to be needed for his daughters. Not everybody has the solace tree in their neighborhood. But there are a lot of things going on that you are not going to hear about unless you pick up your computer, you get a non-tracing search engine, like DuckDuckGo or Bing. Because when you type in certain things to Google, it just takes you in a whole different direction. I love typing in to Google just Trump stories. And everything comes up negative. Everything comes up from a Democrat skewed point. You go into DuckDuckGo or another search engine, and things come up the way they should be. All the amazing things that the president is doing right now. And the things that mainstream media are not sharing with you. Like the fact that we have empty prison guard towers in our prisons here in Nevada because, well, budget cuts. Well, we know about budget cuts to people's safety all across the country because of one incident that sparked a literal rebellion built on lies. Did you know that somebody has pled guilty in Obamagate for the Durham probe? The lawyer for the deep state that changed information on a FISA warden application? More guilty pleas are going to be coming out very shortly. And I really hope you're paying attention. Did you know that there are scientists out there who are pushing, forcing COVID-19 vaccines on people? Yeah, you know, the whole trace and track and all that good stuff. You're not going to be able to live your life unless you get a vaccination card or a chip. It's almost too much to handle. But if you want to know about the 20,000 fake U.S. driver's licenses that were confiscated coming into the country from China, you have to do your research. And that's why I have suggested websites on my list of websites that you can find on my webpage at 991fmtalk.com.
FM Talk, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And we are definitely talking. Poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Today's question: in the election process, what concerns you the most? Fraud, bad candidates, and of course, we've got the other button there so you can put in your own answers because, well, we want to hear from you. Unlike other stations and other people, we want your opinion so it can be voiced. But I do have the talk and text lines on hold right now because we have a very special guest joining us that I was devastated when our CPAC West conference was canceled because of the farce of a coronavirus and being shut down and forced to wear masks when it is a 99% survivable virus. But hey, that's just my opinion. But I got to have the gentleman on the show last year, so bringing him back by phone, I guess, is just what I'll have to settle with. But joining us right now is Matt Schlapp, who is a just big supporter of the Trump campaign. His wife, Mercedes, is President Trump's Director of Strategic Communications, and they're also part of the American Conservative Union, and Matt is chairman. So, Matt, after that buildup, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Monica, it's great to be with you, and remember, I am actually in Nevada.
I know, and I'm killing myself because I could not go yesterday to your stop at the Trump campaign headquarters in Reno. So where is the bus headed to today?
Oh, my gosh. We just had a great stop at one of the many campaign centers with Latinos for Trump. And we talked about the evils of socialism and how Latinos in America understand more than most the perils and pitfalls of communism and socialism. And when the government starts telling you what to do and take away your rights. And we're heading into Vegas where we have several more stops. I don't know how many stops we've had across the state starting in Reno, but I'd say 10 or 12. And talking to the greatest of people. And, you know, I know we had to cancel CPAC West, and I know Adam Laxalt had to cancel the Bass Fry, which is all kind of a unified event now. But the way I look at this is no matter what stumbling blocks your terrible governor puts before us or the other socialists try to put before us, we're going to have a real campaign. We're going to engage the American people. And I think they're hungry for four more years of Donald Trump.
They really are. And that silent majority is really starting to become more vocal, and they're starting to get out. You missed a couple of great anti-BLM protests or counter-protests here in the state over the last few weeks and, actually months.
I would have loved to be with them. I would have loved it.
We were outnumbering them, so that's what we want to see. But, you know, I have to tell you, Matt, I was just talking to my producer about this. I never go on to celebrity Twitter sites. But I actually had to go on to Taylor Swift's Twitter site.
Oh, no.
Because she tweeted out to her millions of fans, younger fans, that this election is being stolen because President Trump is trying to dismantle the post office, the United States Post Office. And Matt, this is so far from the truth. The post office has been struggling and getting millions of dollars from Congress, and it's not even a part of the federal government.
Yeah, no, and here are the facts. The post office is not being denied one red cent, not one stamp of funding. The post office is asking for additional funding because of, you know, let's face it, not the post office like they used to, and they're not keeping up with the innovation and change of society, and they lose billions of dollars a year, and they're asking Congress for some emergency bailout money. So when the CNN or MSNBC or these other reporters are out there saying, oh, Trump is keeping funding away from the post office, it's a simple lie. And the second thing is, the only thing the post office is doing in terms of reforms are reforms that were put in place by President Barack Obama's postmaster general. So this new postmaster general has been on the job a very short period of time. And it's not the fact that it is a problem to vote by mail. The problem is sending everybody a ballot on an old and error-laden voter file and then allowing third parties to get those ballots that aren't even filled out and return them without any postmark so that people can vote outside the election window. That is going to result in unprecedented fraud, which are all felonies. And I think the president is right to highlight the fact that that is unacceptable.
Well, and what's even more unacceptable is the Democrats are just flat out getting the scenario started that, because we know he's going to win, that he's stealing the election, and that puts doubt in people's minds. And Nancy Pelosi is going to call for that vote to keep going because she wants to be president. And I can't see that.
Yeah, she will be in the succession to the presidency. And whether she's president de facto or de jure, I'd like to see the fight between Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi to see who's going to kind of pull the power behind the strings if Joe Biden were to be elected president. But I think, thankfully, it's not going to happen. And let me say, the whole world is watching Nevada. What Nevada did to change their election laws is repulsive. It is what socialists do when they get power. They quickly change all the rules so that they can bring a large degree of unfairness into elections. You know, Republicans and Democrats just want to win elections. There was a time when they could agree upon the safest way to make sure we had ballot security. But when you have a party, a Democratic Party, that is embracing socialism and doesn't believe in even having a voter ID to vote, well, then, you know, Katie barred the door with what else they'll want to do. And what they have set up in Nevada is the ability for people to vote for other people, to turn in massive amounts of ballots that went to people because they're using the cover of a virus to try to get a bunch of ballots out there that can be filled by others. Now, maybe everybody will be pure and virtuous in the state of Nevada, but I am worried about the track record of some of these folks.
Yeah, I'm very concerned about the track record because we have paid protesters here. So I have no doubt in my mind that they wouldn't be, you know, against paying people to vote in certain ways or to go collect those ballots, ballot harvesting. One of the things that also concerns me, though, Matt, is why have we not started the conversation yet that people are wearing masks? We haven't only flattened the curve has skyrocketed down.
That's right.
Why can we not vote in person in the numbers, in the locations that we are familiar and accustomed to?
Well, of course, you should be able to do that. And I think most sane governors and legislative bodies understand that voting by mail has a long tradition in this country, and it's part of the ways
balloting,
in
yes.
which we're exactly. It's part of the ways in which we're flexible. Now, why is an absentee ballot important? Because when you vote by mail that way, or if you get an absentee ballot and turn it in person, the election official has the ability to take your name and check it on the file and make sure they just have one reference to you. That way they don't have multiple bad addresses, multiple bad forms of your name. And that's why there's a big distinction. It's not that you're mailing your ballot. It's that you have to request that ballot, which forces
yes.
an exchange, an interchange between you, the voter, and the election official. Why don't Democrats want to have it that way? They like the idea of having a lot of loose ballots out in the system that then they can, as a third party, pick up or convince somebody as they pick it up that they really need to vote for a certain person. And the fact that you don't have to have postmarks gives them the ability to vote actually even after the election is over, after they figure out how much of a difference there is. Now, look, I know I said that maybe everyone will be virtuous. I don't think that's going to be the case because I know a man named Norm Coleman, and he won a Senate race in Minnesota, and the crooks in Minneapolis, with every count, took more and more and more of his lead away. I know a Republican by the name of Dino Rossi, who ran two statewide offices in the state of Washington and Seattle, did the same thing to him in two different elections. I'm telling you, these big urban corrupt machines want to have loose ballots in the system so that they can take more of these elections. And the president's right to highlight it.
It really just concerns me about all the elections that we've had in the past for the last two decades, I think. And I have had numerous emails and phone calls here to the station that people never even received their ballots. They've been at the same location for years and years. They've voted from that location, and yet they didn't receive anything. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who don't get all of the communications that we were even voting by mail. I had one poor lady that didn't know what to do because she didn't realize that she had to mail in that primary vote ballot. Matt, there are so many things
going
on.
And what about the census? If you think about the census,
yeah.
I've probably gotten 25 different versions of my name on different census forms to fill out. It just shows you that we can't take for granted that these lists are solid.
Matt, I'm trying to get people to take more personal responsibility. And I know this sounds strange coming from somebody in the media, but I think that we're in different positions. But people have to start doing their own research. I mean, all of the information that's coming out of Washington, D.C. right now with the Durham report and, you know, people actually being pleading guilty in Obamagate that the mainstream media was said that was just a hoax and it wasn't true. But now that it's coming out that it is true, nobody wants to talk about it now. How do you suggest people, and where do you suggest people go for what they really need to know?
Well, I want you to know that Rick Grinnell's with us on the bus, and he had a lot to
do with making sure. I know, I love Rick Grinnell.
Isn't he great? He's great. He's doing a great job, and the people of Nevada love him. We're also on the bus with Adam Laxalt, who is another great conservative voice. And, you know, I think the key is what my wife and I do. Some of your listeners might know my wife, Mercedes, who works for the president. You know, what we end up doing is we do our own digging on the internet to find that information. You know, I chair this group, the American Conservative Union, which puts on CPAC, which you said such nice things about. But also go to our website and look at the information we're putting out. There are good sites to go to. I wouldn't go to Drudge Report anymore, unfortunately. Mm-mm. I wouldn't probably go to any mainstream news outlets. I actually think FoxNews.com is very good. I think the Washington Times is very good, but go get your own information. And, you know, I turn the TV off a lot now, and I don't subscribe to the Washington Post anymore or the New York Times anymore. They're just rags. They're propaganda arm pieces of the left. And it's the hardest thing is to get information. So, you know what we did at CPAC? We started our own digital show every day, and I'm trying to think of what time. It's at 12:30 your time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We do a show. It's 30, 40 minutes, and we get a great newsmaker on there. And I talk to the newsmaker in a way not to try to catch them in some kind of controversy, but just to explain to conservatives what the heck is going on in their country.
Yeah, I'm going to have to add that to my list of suggested websites on my webpage, because I just added John Solomon and Just the News. So that's another good one.
Great.
So Matt,
yeah, go to conservative.org. That's our website, and start watching this show and looking at our content. And you can look up how your legislators are voting, too. That's another important thing for people to know.
But only after 12 o'clock when my show's over.
I mean, that's exactly right. You have to first listen to your show. The great thing about our show is that you can watch it at your convenience, even in the middle of the night.
Well, with my podcasts, you can do the same with mine. So, Matt Schlepp, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, and it was great to talk with you again.
Grace and blessings to you and Mercedes, and trying to get back to what's right in this country, literally what's right. So you be safe out on the road, and all my best to, oh gosh, Mr. Grinnell, got to get him on the show, and Adam Laxalt, governor.
He should have been governor. And we stopped by the governor's mansion the other day just to remind him of the fact that we think the wrong guy's in the mansion. And the security guard came out and took his photo with us. I think all these security guards and cops are on our side.
I have a feeling they are. Matt Schlepp, thank you so much for joining us today. And you have a safe trip.
All right. Take it easy.
We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I miss the good old days when you had a member of the post office, an employee of the post office that you knew. They delivered your mail right to your home every day. You know, remember that old rain, sleet, snow, dark of night would never stop them trudging along. Ah, the good old days. So this comes from Chris this morning, actually, just a couple of minutes ago. I live in Sparks and receive my mail in a keyed mailbox center in my neighborhood, which a lot of us do. I do. I have not received mail for about 2 weeks. I tried to go to the post office on Saturday, but found out they are closed on the weekend. So I drove by the mailboxes on Saturday evening and saw a mail person delivering mail. I opened my mailbox and found a note attached. I asked the mail lady if this is legit, since it is a handwritten note on a blank piece of paper. She asked me my name and address. I told her, and she said, yes, the mailbox has been damaged, and your mail is probably at the post office, like the piece of paper stated. I said that I have not received mail for 2 weeks, and if the mailbox is going to be fixed. She said, only the post office inspector would know that. I'm new to this route. I was shocked. I included pictures of the damage. Unbelievable. The USPS will repair the mailbox whenever, while I need to go to the post office and pick up the mail. Incredible. Yeah, I know what you're going through, Chris. We actually had our mailbox broken into as well, because those little universal boxes now you see around neighborhoods, they're really easy to break into. And that's what thieves now are doing in the middle of the night when nobody's watching. It's sad. What's even sadder than all of the theft, the graffiti, the rioting, the looting that we see around our cities, around our states, is the basic fact that people have gotten so far away from common courtesy, decency, giving people their dignity. Once you put things out into the social media world, you can't take them back. And I know that. I've posted things that are questionable. But I stand by my past as much as I do my future. Yesterday, I finally had to comment on a stranger's. I don't like to get involved in Twitter fights and, you know, the whole back and forth of just negativity, because you absorb that. You absorb that negativity. And we want to be positive. We want to be happy. But this person's comments, he calls himself a bishop, that he is a preacher, and he has millions of followers. It was pretty disgusting what he posted. He came up with hashtag wrong Trump died. Even asked God on his Twitter page if he had made a mistake. Now, I try not to do too much preaching. The term minister on my Facebook page and the license I have on from the state of Nevada on my wall behind me, I use to just bring loving couples together. But for somebody to go on a national platform and not only make light of the death of someone, but to say it should have been our president instead, really makes me weep for our country. Because that man who calls himself a bishop, who people turn to for enlightenment, for salvation maybe, to help them know God, to help them bring Jesus into their life, has no business doing that. The man is preaching hate. Because if you truly believe in the Word of God, we are all his children, created in his image. And he knows we're not perfect, but he still loves us. He knows we still sin, and he loves us. He sent his only son, his mortal son, to die for us on the cross so that we could be better in his eyes, taking away our sin. But so many people don't believe that nowadays, that it's okay to not only mock death, but to wish death on others and, well, perform the act. Look at how many people have been murdered in the name of the movement Black Lives Matter. This is socialism. This is Marxism. This is communism at its finest. And if this is the way you want to live, you need to get the hell out of this country.